Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Hi, it's Karan Gokani here, and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about dosa, my favorite dish, but I'm going to give it to you here now. Don't forget, you can pause this episode anytime you like if you want to cook along with me. This recipe makes about 12 dosas. The ingredients you need are 200 grams of parboiled idli rice. Now, this is short-grained rice from South India. You get it in Sri Lanka as well. By parboiled, it means it's been cooked once, and therefore the dosas you get as a result of it are really lovely and crispy. If you can't find it, you can sub it with just short-grained rice or basmati rice. 50 grams of raw husked black or urad lentils. Now, these ones are different, so they've been peeled, so you don't see the black peel on top, but they're white in color. Again, if you can't find them, go for the black lentils. 25 grams of roasted chana dal, or Bengal gram. We call it darya dal. Now, this gives a lovely nutty flavor to the dosa. If you can't find it, 25 grams of simple Bengal gram. Half teaspoon of fenugreek seeds. These are very, very important to dosa. They add flavor and they help with the fermentation. They smell a bit like maple syrup, but they have a lovely, bitter flavor that's so distinct of most Sri Lankan dishes. And then half a teaspoon of salt. And finally, to cook, some plain vegetable oil, ghee or butter. The first step, wash the rice and lentils thoroughly. Leave the chana dal out. So just the urad dal and the rice. Now, you'll never get the water to run clear. It's a myth. Every time you wash it, it'll always be a little murky. The idea is to wash it in a large bowl with about 4 to 5 changes of water, and then eventually soak it in plenty of water, along with the fenugreek seeds, for about 5 to 6 hours. Once soaked, drain away the water, mix it with the chana dal, and grind it all, adding a little bit of water at a time. Now, you want this to be a thick batter. You don't want it to be very thin, because it's going to be difficult to make the dosa. Err on the side of caution, and go thicker first. You can always water it down as you're cooking. It will be a little gritty. At the restaurants, we make it with a stone grinder, which really breaks up the lentils. But at home, you could use a simple smoothie maker or grinder. Add the salt to the batter, stir well, cover, and now allow it to ferment in a cool, dark spot overnight. This might take about 10 to 12 hours, but the idea is you'll see some very little bubbles on top and you'll smell a sour, almost a yogurt-like smell from the batter. That's the development of flavor, and that's going to give you this lovely, crispy dosa. Once the batter's fermented, you can store it in the fridge or you can freeze it. I love freezing dosa batter because then I've got some ready on a Sunday morning anytime the kids ask for it or anytime the craving hits. And now you're ready to cook dosas. So to cook your dosa, you need a hot non-stick pan. Pancake pan is great. Ideally, something that doesn't have a big lip around it so you can get under the dosa and roll it up nicely. You can use a heavy cast iron pan, but make sure it's well seasoned. You don't want the dosa sticking to it because that's going to be a pain to take off. So to start off, a nice, thick, very, very flat pancake pan is perfect. Once it's hot, drizzle a few drops of oil or ghee and then wipe it off with a clean paper towel. This seasons it. The idea is you don't want oil on the pan when you introduce your dosa batter to it. You want it to just skim on the surface. You want it to just have a very, very thin non-stick layer on top. Now thin the batter out until it's the right consistency. You want it to be a thick pancake consistency that you can spread out in the thickness of, say, a couple of sheets of paper, as opposed to being a very thick pancake-like batter. So once you've thinned it out, use a little ladle. I use a metal bowl at home. Lift a little bit of batter, pour it in the middle of your pan. Now rest the ladle or that bowl on top and slowly in concentric circles from the center to spread the batter out. This needs a little bit of practice, and this needs to be done quick before the dosa starts sticking to the pan. You might waste a little bit, so make sure you've made extra batter the first time round, because you will need a little bit of practice. But once you get it right, it's going to be something you find yourself doing every single weekend. When you spread it out, the trick is you go from the center in concentric circles outwards. And don't try to get it too thin the first time round. Settle with a slightly thicker dosa, it'll still be tasty. And with practice, and as your pan gets warmer and warmer, you'll find it gets easier and easier. Once you spread the dosa out, reduce the heat to a medium flame and then drizzle a little bit of ghee or oil or butter over the dosa. Now, if you've made it thin enough, you won't need to flip it. If it's not thin the first time, you might need to flip it over and cook both sides. If your dosa is thin and you've got the right amount of ghee and oil over, spread it out with a little ladle. Make sure that it's almost frying from the top. You'll see the bottom changing color. You'll see it's almost transparent and you'll see it's going golden. That's when you want to start rolling it or peeling it off the pan. At the restaurant, we serve it as a little cone. You could do it as a cylinder, or you could just do it flat, folded in half. Once you get more familiar with it, you can start experimenting and get more and more adventurous. I hope you enjoy this. Even just on its own, with a sprinkling of cheese, some chilies, this is such a great snack, the perfect Sunday breakfast food. Enjoy. For more recipes like this and some incredible cooking inspiration, go check out bbcgoodfood.com now.